From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. The Missouri Senate has given first-round approval to legislation that targets people in the U.S. illegally who commit crimes. Under the measure, it would be a felony if an immigrant who is deported after conviction re-enters the U.S., comes to Missouri, and commits another crime. The bill sponsor is Republican Senator Mike Cunningham of Webster County.
There are illegals that are committing felonies in the United States, and I just assumed they weren't committing them in Missouri. And this, we're talking about the worst, the scum of the earth that commits these felonies. It does not affect any other illegals other than ones that have committed dangerous felonies.
About 60 advocates for immigrants and refugees lobbied against the bill yesterday, saying it could undermine due process. They say local jailers would be required to hand over suspects to federal immigration authorities as soon as possible. St. Louis Alderwoman Lyda Crewson could be on the verge of becoming the city's first female mayor after winning the Democratic primary election yesterday. Unofficial outcomes show Crewson won 32% of the vote. St. Louis is overwhelmingly Democratic, and Crewson will be a strong favorite in the April 4th general election against Republican nominee Andrew Jones. The four-term incumbent Democrat Francis Slay chose not to run, creating a vacancy in the city's top job for the first time since 2001. A new prescription drug monitoring program in Columbia was created in response to rising opiate use. City Council decided in a unanimous vote Monday to join a handful of cities across Missouri to track prescription drugs. Ron Fitzwater is CEO at the Missouri Pharmacy Association.
If a patient is seeing multiple physicians, either appropriately or inappropriately, the physician would have access to the other physicians that that patient might be seeing, what pharmacies the patient is going to, what other prescription drugs they have to make sure there's not duplications and or someone trying to game the system.
The city's database will prevent patients from seeking multiple prescriptions in Columbia, but without a statewide database, it could be easy to bypass the system. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.